Thanks, Brennan. Jake down inside the Elks dressing room. Congratulations, Jake. How does this one feel?
Yeah, this one feels good. I can't lie. You know, this is a good team win. You know, on the verge of getting bounced from the playoffs, and we all came together. You know, we made our mistakes, but we stayed together. We played all three phases, and we came out with the W at the end.
So tell me what the feeling's like on the bench. Sergio's lining up the 47-yarder to try and win it. What's the feeling on the bench at that point?
That we're going to win the game. You know, we got the utmost faith in Sergio. We know what type of kicker he is, what type of player he is. And you know, I was out there on the field on field goal, and I just knew the ball was going in.
Then you had to put up a defensive stand at the end of the game. You really stood up at that point. I mean, they clearly weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, you know, we just played together as a defense there. You know, Coney came up big with a sack, and our DBs, you know, they played some lockdown coverage there, kept Cody holding the ball. So it was good. You know, we came together as a defense there, and we played well when we had to.
You had two. The defense had 8 sacks tonight. That's a lot of pressure on Fajardo.
Yeah, you know, we came in with a good game plan. You know, we knew he was going to kind of hold on to the ball because of how our coverages were. And, you know, we only rushed 3 or 4. And it was just get to him, you know. So we were able to keep him in the pocket, you know, give him a hard time, and get him on the ground a lot.
Now the Riders, on their scoring drive, they're able to make some big plays. And I noticed there's some changes in the secondary as well, so maybe that had an effect. But you're able to regroup on that last series to seal it. Tell me kind of the in-between on the bench there, what kind of was said on from your perspective, that just get it back on the rails again.
Yeah, you know, our offense was able to go down the field and kick a field goal to give us back the lead. You know, they bailed us out there. And then, we knew that we had to close it out and show that, you know, we weren't just the team, the defense that was on there the drive before, and that we were going to shut them down, and we did.
So I want to ask you your perspective of the offense, who all of a sudden are, like, big plays are happening every game now for probably the last 4 games. I can probably that's pretty accurate, I think. And what have you seen out of Taylor Cornelius? Because you saw him last year and up to now, and signs a 2-year contract extension. He's the starting quarterback. What have you seen out of the offense led by Taylor?
You know, he just continues to improve. You know, if you look at him from last year, this year, you know, he's just really finding his groove and getting comfortable with the CFL game. You know, he's actually very mobile, and he kind of knows when to take his chances, and he just, you know, you could just see the effort and how hard that guy plays. And anytime you have a quarterback like that, it's so easy to get out there and stick behind him and stay with him and just keep grinding and try to get this W together. So, you know, Taylor's improving every week. You know, he's making big and bigger plays every week, and I just continue to expect that. You know, I think he's a great ball player, and he's going to be a good player in the CFL for years to come.
Last one for you, Jake. How confident do you feel right now in your game? You missed 6 with an injury. You got 8 sacks. You're really putting up some numbers this year. Tell me how you're feeling about things.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm just trying to catch up to everybody else. So I missed 6 games, so I'm just trying to play catch up and just, you know, do anything I can to help our team get a W and just get after the quarterback as much as I can, make as many tackles, just anything I could do.
Spoiler alert, you passed a few guys, Jake.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. They're still way ahead of me. They're still way ahead of me.
All right, man. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jake.
Have a good
Sarisna.
One, guys.
Jake.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.